Two of every three criminals in Alaska ends up back behind bars after they've been released from prison. That high recidivism rate creates more crime victims, and it costs Alaska a lot of money, $136 per prisoner per day. Now the state has a new plan to help more prisoners successfully re-enter society when they complete their terms. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
A noisy cafe at the tail end of the breakfast rush is not a typical place to hold a news conference, but news reporters, government officials, and nonprofit directors packed into the Mountain View Diner because it offers former prisoners something they often have a very hard time finding, a job. The diner is part of Cook Inlet Tribal Council's Shaun Lute program.
Shaun Lute means new beginnings in the Dena'ina Athabascan language, and that is exactly what this Shaun Lute program is all about.
Carmen Gutierrez is Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Corrections. She also chaired the Alaska Prisoner Reentry Task Force. The five-year plan the group adopted earlier this year describes several obstacles prisoners face when they're released, and it offers potential solutions.
This plan is not intended to sit on bureaucratic bookshelves collecting dust. Progress has already begun to lessen the hurdles that are facing newly released prisoners.
Former prisoners have trouble accessing mental health services, drug and alcohol treatment programs, and affordable housing. But finding jobs is one of the biggest hurdles, according to at least one expert. Andrew is an ex-felon who only wants his first name to be used.
I can tell you that the chances after you get released are slim to none of making it.
Andrew says when he was first released after a three-year sentence, he had no money and no job prospects. The only work he could find paid $8 an hour, which wasn't enough to pay his bills. And he says his story is common among other former prisoners.
You know, they're working for $8 an hour, and what that ultimately does to a person is makes you feel less than. And you know, some people turn back and start committing crimes again. They start reverting.
Andrew says he eventually found a better job through a friend at church.
He gave me a shot working at his business, and my current employer saw that, knew the person, and gave me a shot, even though I had a blemished record, you know. So the only difference between me and some of the people that I know that are not making it is they haven't had that shot. They haven't had anybody try to help them up off the ground a little bit.
There's been a push nationally in recent years to reduce the numbers of inmates in U.S. prisons. And in 2009, the number of prisoners fell for the first time in nearly four decades. But Alaska's prison population hasn't followed this trend and is still growing by about 200 inmates per year. The Anchorage Police Department is experimenting with a new probation program to try to discourage repeat offenders. Police Chief Mark Mew.
We didn't have much trouble getting our minds around this because it's really probably how probation should work anyway.
Mew says the way it usually works, when a probationer slips up, it takes months before they end up seeing any consequences.
By the time the probationer goes to court, the judge wags their finger at them and tells them they need to be held accountable. Well, in the meantime, they've committed three or four others that have queued up. So they know that they've done this five times, and they're just now getting yelled at for the first time. And so they get some sort of a sanction, but it's kind of meaningless because it's not connected in time to when they committed their offense. They already know the system. It isn't even aware of the fact they've been doing this for months.
Under the new program, the goal is to have the probationer before a judge only a day or two after they commit an offense.
The accountability is quick, and the consequences come immediately after the offense.
Another program you will implement soon uses a similar approach. It requires DWI offenders to take two breathalyzer tests each day. He says the constant pressure doesn't allow them to fall off the wagon.
Both of these have the same notion in that people feel like they can't slip when they got this support. They actually like it because the choice isn't theirs anymore. They have to perform, they have to meet their criteria, and then when they do meet the criteria over time, they find they can be successful.
Mew says the new probation program started last summer and has already brought down the number of probation violations by 50%. Right now, it's a pilot program that only serves a small number of probationers, but Mew hopes it can be expanded soon. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.